This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline, Bet Smarter, Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's Mike Rizzo, President and GM of your Washington Nationals. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank. They are a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
So what was the last week like for you? You know, when you had the Cardinals GM in the box with you, there was speculation and all the speculation about you dealing with three teams. You know, we actually had a bet about whether you were sleeping at 6:15 in the morning.
I knew you were awake. I had full confidence you were awake yesterday, Mike.
What was it like for you this last week and then the last day till you made the deal for Juan Soto?
Well, actually, the last couple of weeks, you know, when you go through the draft preparation, then the draft, then you're signing your draft picks, then you just get dumped right into this trade deadline stuff and all that, all the busyness that we had there. The front office has been grinding for about 3 weeks in a row, and this last week was a culmination of a lot of coffee, not much sleep, in the office for, you know, 13, 14 hours a day, just trying to get our... get our plan together, and it was well run by our front office. They're a great bunch of young guys, and I think we executed our plan, very, very well.
All right, before we get into some of the guys that are going to be new members of this organization, a couple months ago you came on this show and said pretty unequivocally you weren't going to trade Juan Soto. For the fans that just can't wrap their brains around it, that are angry, that are upset with you, how do you explain that change in we're not going to trade him to obviously now he's been traded to the Padres?
Well, the statement was made with all the right intent in mind. We believed that we were going to build a team around Juan, but then two historical offers that were said no to, no communication, and no counter offers. We got the impressions in that we weren't going to be able to extend Juan beyond this contract, and he was going to become a free agent. So we had to change our plans, and the landscape and the plans are fluid, and we felt that when we're thinking about it and thinking that. We were going to be really feeling unable to extend Juan. We felt that if we got the right offer, we at least needed to look at all of our options, and we did.
So do you think that there was a deal that he couldn't have turned down? Or do you think he always wanted to go to free agency?
I don't know. The agent has a history of taking most of their superstar players to free agency, and just the tenor and the tone of the conversations led us to believe that we made three offers in the last year to Juan, and none of them were countered, and there was not much discussion besides no, we're not going to take that offer. So it's what I kind of read into it, and knowing the uncertainties of the ownership situation, we felt that it was unlikely that he was going to sign an extension before he went to free agency.
Mike, we know that your job is to put the best team together to win as many games as possible. It's not to placate the fans, but what would you say to fans that have the stance of, I could stomach the departures of Bryce, Max, Trey, Rendon, but Soto getting dealt, that's a bridge too far. I just can't be a Nats fan anymore. How do you back those fans kind of off that ledge that some of them are on at this point?
Well, you can't forget that Anthony and Trey and Max and Harper and all these guys, they were the Abrams and the Hassels and the Woods of the world before they became superstars. And that's what I would tell the fans. We put ourselves in a position to have sustained success. And we're hoping that this trade, last trade deadline, the last couple of drafts have allowed us to supplement the talent base. And our job is our goal is to win championships. And I would say to the fan base, just look at our record compared to everybody else's record. We're right there with the best of them. We've won a world championship recently. We've won division titles, and we put a good, consistent, competitive product on the field. We've taken a downturn right now. There's no question about it. But I see when history is the best indicator, and through the last downturn we had, we went on to have a decade of success after that. And that's our goal, and that's our plan to do it, and to do it as quickly as possible.
Talking to Mike Rizzo from the Nats. Mike, I don't know if you can answer this question. I'm going to ask it, but were the Dodgers a close second in their offer to the Padres?
Yeah, I don't want to get into who was the last team and the last. It started out to be a good number of teams interested, obviously, uh-huh. But then when it got down to the ask, and we put the bar extremely high. I mean, we were extremely aggressive with it, and we felt to ourselves, if someone reaches this bar, then we made a good deal. And then we would think about trading Juan because he's such an iconic, great player. We needed to get that iconic, return back for him. And if nobody did reach that plateau, then we would keep him because we would have him for two more years. So it was a position of pretty much of strength because we were getting the deal we wanted, or we were going to do the deal. And only one team met and exceeded the compensation package that we want. It was the Padres. And hats off for them for being aggressive and getting a great player.
Did you know that Hosmer was going to block that with the no trade? And then how did the Luke Voit deal come to replace him? How did that all go down?
Well, the sixth player in the deal we knew was going to be a big league player with a major league component on it. And there was a list of several players that would be with us. And the Padres just had to work out which player it was.
Gotcha.
So we put in there a block of players, like kind of a player to be named later, and they were going to name the player later, and they did.
Gotcha.
And Mike, give us your thoughts on Juan Soto as just a person, not as a player. He signed with the Nats as an international free agent back in July of 2015. If my math is right, as a 16-year-old, you can correct me on that if I'm wrong. So you've known him since he was a kid. You've seen him develop and grow as a young man over the last 7 or 8 years. We heard there were tears shed during the goodbyes. I mean, that had to be like a brutal scene, parting with Juan Soto from the clubhouse for you and his teammates over the past few years.
Brutal scene. It was very, very difficult. I had kept Juan and Josh in the loop on where we were at during the trade talks and that type of thing. Because I think it's only right to inform them because they're reading all the stuff that's out there and that type of thing. So they were kept in the loop. I had called Juan earlier that day, that morning, and told them that there's nothing imminent. There's nothing imminent, but we are making momentum. So it's a possibility just to protect him and warn him against all the social media stuff out there. And then when we made the trade, I did go down there and had a nice conversation with Juan. He thanked me for signing him and kind of discovering him down in Dominican and the way we developed him and the relationships that he had with the coaches and that type of thing. It was a warm farewell, and it was very emotional. I told him I loved him, and he'll always be a part of my history and my family. And you know, go on and have the career that we all think you're going to have. And that was it. But we signed him at 16 and a half years old. I've known him since he's 14. And it's a very emotional time.
Mike, it's hard to tell the Nats fans to be patient. Okay, they're a little spoiled because you've been to the playoffs 5 times in 10 years and won a championship. It's hard to tell them that. But when we look at the roster of prospects that you guys have down, you know, in A-ball and double, triple-A, a lot of these kids are 20. Hassel's 20. You know, Brady House is 19. James Wood, my buddy's kid, we talked about him, 19. He's going to be in Fredericksburg. Vaquero, who you've talked about, 17. Susanna, 18. I mean, you've got teenagers. So when can you tell Nats fans – you got to be patient until what year? When do you expect some of these prospects to be on the big club?
A couple of be on the big club, you know, relatively soon. C.J. Abrams is a 21-year-old, kind of electrifying shortstop that we're sending him to AAA for now just to get his feet wet in the organization like we did with Keibert Ruiz the year before. That transition period, coming from the only organization that you have ever been in to a new organization across the country is difficult. So we wanted to make that transition easier. But we should see him in the near future. Mackenzie Gore has a chance to be a frontline starting pitcher to put in the mix with Gray and Cavalli and Henry and that group of good young arms. Once he gets over this little arm injury, then he should be, able to come to the big leagues. And the rest of them are outstanding, exciting, high-end, impact possible prospects. And prospects come at their own pace. We've brought three players at 19 to the big leagues in the past. To me, chronological age is not the factor. It's when a player is ready to pitch and play in the big leagues, we bring them, and they all come and they all develop at a different timeline.
What about some of the other players? I don't know how much you can talk about this that you had on 1 year deals that you might have signed just to kind of be a trade piece. The Nelly Cruzes of the world, maybe Hernandez, Franco. I don't know, some other guys that are just kind of filling out the roster that maybe other teams were interested in. Was there anybody else asking about some of those guys?
Well, it's a fine line. Nelly Cruz is such a mentor and such a presence in the clubhouse especially with our younger Latin players that I wasn't just going to give him away for nothing just to move on. He likes it here. He wanted to be here. So he's a terrific teammate and leader in the clubhouse. So we didn't get the level of prospect that we wanted for him. So we kept him, that was the case for several of the guys. We're just not going to give away our talented players. Edwards has we have a couple of him beyond this year, and Finnegan. There was a lot of interest in them, but not to the point where you give away a good. Late inning guy like Finnegan, if you don't like the prospect returning, you can control him for multiple years. So that's always the decision process that you make.
Joined by Mike Rizzo, president and GM of the Washington Nationals. I feel kind of bad for Josh Bell. Like he's almost an afterthought in the Juan Soto deal, but that's a valuable player for you this season. He goes along to San Diego as well. I feel like he should be getting a little more love, a little more shine, but overshadowed by Juan Soto, obviously.
Yeah, he's had two terrific seasons for us, and one of the great makeup guys that we've ever brought in here. And I remember when we traded for him a couple of years ago, the class and presence that he brought to the clubhouse, and he worked extremely hard, made himself a really good defensive first baseman, which was a weakness of his, and a hats off to Tim Bogard at the big league level for just working him into a position where he's played really well for us defensively at first, he's a guy that we felt that for 2 months of his career remaining here before he's a free agent, that we thought that we should package him with Juan. They were very aggressive with that, and uh, It got us the extra player that we coveted from the Padres system. So we were pleased with the return for him.
Mike, I'm probably going to get a no comment on this answer, but was Patrick Corbin ever discussed in any of these trade packages?
No, we did not put Patrick in any of the discussions. I think I made that clear to all the GMs that he was talked about in an independent deal, but it didn't make sense for us. But not in the context of a Soto deal, if that's what you're talking about.
Okay,
a couple things, Mike, and you kind of talked about this last week, but just touching the people, taking calls, people tweeting in. A lot of people wonder about the ownership situation. So you mentioned three offers were out there, two historic offers. You got no's or nothing really from the other side, just no's. People wonder about the current ownership versus future ownership, the timeline of that. And when you say we're going to put ourselves in position to have sustained success, how long is that going to take? What's the timeline to get there?
I don't have a timeline. Development goes at its own pace. But I think that if history is any precursor, you've got the history of what these rebuilds look like. And when you're rebuilding back in 2009 and you go from 2012 to 2019 as a championship caliber club, I think you see the plan and the success and when we feel that this is a more of a reboot than a rebuild, because we have had pieces there prior to last year's start of the reboot at the last trade deadline. So we think that there's precedent here, there's history here, there's a blueprint and a roadmap to get back to superiority and being a championship caliber club, and I think that's a good precursor on how we're going to do it again and the timeline and the success that we will have once we get there.
And potential new ownership is, you talked about this last week, it doesn't even come into play for you?
No, it's just business as usual. I work for the Lerner family. They're the owners. They're my boss, and they give me my marching orders.
Mm-hmm. Mike, where are some of these players, once they get into town, where would they be going? I know that Wood is going to Fredericksburg. Where is Hassel going to go?
I believe we have Hassel going to Wilmington in High A, and Susanna is going to go to the Florida Complex League, and then probably to Fredericksburg. CJ is going to begin, as I said, in AAA in Rochester. And McKenzie's going to come to the big leagues, and he'll be on his rehab schedule, and then we'll see where he goes from there as far as a rehab assignment and that type of stuff.
All right, so you had no concern over that injury?
People who went to medical school have had no concerns with it, so we trust our medical staff.
All right, this is a big deal, man. This is a big one.
Oh, did you have a cocktail afterwards? Oh, we were speculating that last
probably
week.
Probably add a little bit, like extra heavy
pour. What was last night like for you?
Last night was, we had a beat up front office staff. We were in my GM box watching the game, and there was not a lot of conversation. There was not a lot of energy left in that room. So I went home and I collapsed. I was done until I got up to do this interview.
Huh. Mike, I was glad, by the way, that you wore the World Series ring to the presser and just showed it to everybody. Said, this is what me and my staff can do. Just to remind everybody, glad you wore that ring to the presser. I thought that was a good move by you.
It's nice flex.
Well, I appreciate it. And it was, I thought it was important to remind the people that there's better days ahead. And we're not resting on our laurels with that one ring. We're not satisfied with it. In that 12-19 run, I thought we should have won more than one ring. But
sure.
We didn't. We won one. But we did win one. And it's not easy to do. And a lot of organizations would kill to have the success that we've had. Over the last 10 years,
like the Padres, they would kill for what the Nats have been able to do. They would.
You would have to think so. There's a lot of organizations that look towards us as a successful organization that they'd like to emulate. So,
Mike, I know you have no idea who the bosses are going to be after Mark and they sell, but and Juan will be a free agent, unrestricted free agent in end of 24, right, or 25. Whatever year that is.
The winter of 25, yeah.
So, I mean, you can tease the fans a little bit and say, we could still be in play and signing him to a free agent deal in 2025.
Well, Juan Soto's near and dear to my heart. He's one of the great players in the game. And, he's with another team, so I can't talk about him. But I know him probably as well as anybody in baseball, so.
Okay. Always those possibilities.
Leaves it nice and open-ended. That's perfect. I love it.
All right, Mike. Appreciate your candor, and I guess congratulations because you pulled off a deal, which sometimes is not hard or not easy to do. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yep.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Congratulations is the right word, but
I don't know.
We won't be able to tell until
a delay.
Probably until
congratulations.
Probably until after Soto's current deal is up.
Right. The thing is, most people said if you're ultimately going to lose him, and you're going to trade him, better to trade him now. Then later.
That's why we have to convince the fans.
I think it's a lock wherever Mike Rizzo is in 2025, whether it's here in Washington or working for another team, who knows what the future holds. He's going to make a play for Juan Soto if he can.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You just heard from Mike Rizzo. Your reaction next on the Junkies.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
games, and this one's arguably the biggest. Started with Bryce Harper, which was pre-World Series. They won a World Series without Bryce Harper. But then they lose Anthony Rendon, Max Scherzer, Trey Turner, Juan Soto. I was throwing in Kyle Schwarber. I understand he was on a one-year deal. Whatever, but guys who are producing all across the league, and some fans are frustrated. Rizzo said a couple things that were compelling to me. He said, we put ourselves in position to have sustained success, but he would not commit to a timeline.
Well, why would you? I mean, if you're Mike Rizzo, why would you put a timeline on how fast you think it's going to work out?
He's said this many times, that they have a history of what rebuilds look like, and he points to they did it in the past, 2009 to 2012, and then they were a contender year after year after year, and ultimately won a World Series.
All right, so here's my question.
And he still says more of a reboot than a rebuild.
Here's my question to the fans. Did he convince you otherwise? Did he convince you that the Soto deal was a good move based on what he told you about how they put up two offers on Soto, didn't even hear back, they just heard no counter offers? Or are you still pissed off? You still believe that he shouldn't have traded him, or they could have got a bigger haul back? And it doesn't matter what he says, you're never going to be happy with the answer.
Have you renounced your Nats fanship? Which I think is a crazy extreme move, but some people, by looking at Twitter and some of the callers, they've had enough.
Is that what Bickle has done in the Outer Banks? Valdez, I didn't see your back and forth with EB. What can you sum it up real quick?
Oh, well, it also started from in here where he said, yes, to Drab and myself, that he's going to basically quit the Nats.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he went on Twitter and he's pledged his allegiance to the Padres.
Right.
And so I called him out on it. I called him out. Number one, he said he's not going to be a hostage to a franchise that's going to do a rebuild. And then I showed the video of you guys getting your rings, and I said that's quite a hostage video
that
you got there.
Solid response by you. I liked it.
But most of all, I'm upset because I think we can all have our opinions about what the Nats are doing and where their future, where they're going. And I think they're smart opinions and informed opinions that you have. But what Eric is the pulse. Eric is the pulse of the Nats fans. He's the biggest ride or die fan of the team on the show. And he's had this great time bonding with his daughter through the Nats games.
Right.
He's had a lot of great moments with friends through the Washington Nationals. And for him to give up on the team and to basically trade his loyalty somewhere else, I think that's a bad move for fans. It's a bad look for Nats fans.
How about you stick through some adversity?
And that's what I said.
Sometimes there's choppy waters out there.
Especially since he's been
a fan of the god awful Commander / Skin / WFT team for years.
Yeah, like,
since 1999, when that idiot bought the team.
You can stick with them forever.
Right.
Yet the Nats deal away Juan Soto. Granted, he's a great player. Yeah.
The Nats have a couple bad years where they're at the bottom of the division and he's given up.
And he's treating it, and I wish he was here to defend himself, but he's treating this like he's a 9-year-old kid.
Right.
He's treating this like he's one of those losers that root for the Lakers, Yankees, and Duke.
Right.
Yeah, but you know how EB is. He always argues on emotions.
Right.
Not reasonable. Okay. He's an emotional guy. And I just don't believe that he's going to leave the Nats.
I don't think
he can say
either.
That.
I think it's a lot of bluster.
Yeah. He said this about the Commanders / Redskins many times.
Look, what's
going to happen to him, and it happens to a lot of people, except for the true diehard fans, is he's going to lose interest because they're going to lose games. He's already lost interest this year. So when they're winning.
And eventually they will.
We know this as listeners. As radio show hosts. When the home teams are winning, more people listen to this station, 106.7 The Fan. More people go to games. More people watch on TV.
When the team loses
year after year after year, they lose interest. That's why I'm not arguing
against that. If you don't want to spend money going to the ballpark,
renew your season tickets, or waste
a Friday night watching a game at 7 o'clock, that's fine.
That's natural.
That's natural.
Yeah.
But for you to just all of a sudden shove your fandom and put your chips all in on another team. I think that's stupid.
I think he's full of it.
He's not going to do that.
I mean, he's
you know
full
what?
Of it.
He wanted attention. That's why he put the Padres cap on or whatever he put on and posted it on social.
Same
he
with
wants
A-Wad,
attention.
Who was stomping on a napkin.
I mean, that's
yesterday.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
They just want attention.
That's such a fake bit.
It's so stupid.
If you light your jerseys on fire because a team doesn't do something that you agree with, and all of a sudden you're just ready to pivot to another team and you're throwing your jersey in a 55-gallon drum and dousing it with lighter fluid.
Right.
That's just idiotic. Do you know how many times I could have bailed on the Washington Capitals before they won a Stanley Cup? I started rooting for that team when I was 7 years old. They were terrible for years. Could have bailed a million times. It makes it better when they finally win it. Makes it so much better that you stuck through during the hard times, during the turbulent times,
and who knows when the Nats are going to get good again. They will. I'm not saying they're going to win a World Series with all these guys.
It might not be for a few years, but they'll improve. They'll get
better. They're not going to be at the bottom of the division for 10 straight years. And I'm just wondering if guys like Bickle are going to come back.
Of course.
And if he does, he's got to get called out on it.
I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's just putting it out there that his feelings are hurt. He's jilted by the moves. He's not.
I know,
going
but remember, he said he was going to bounce if Scherzer was dealt.
Right.
He had a whole rant. They can't deal Max. He's the heart and soul.
Mm-hmm.
And then they dealt Max Scherzer, and he was still a Nats fan.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's been out obviously because the team has been bad the last couple of years, so he's not watching the games nightly like he was when they were good. But eventually, when they get back to where they want to be, he's going to watch the games.
Right. And as an Oriole fan, you can't come on the bandwagon. We're not allowing you.
There's no room. I agree with that.
No, we're not allowing you.
All right, let's go out to the MGM.
I'll just say this
Harbor
about the Orioles, because I've stuck with the Orioles all these years. But I'm a case in they started sucking, and I'm further and further removed away from them.
Right.
That I've lost my interest. But when they start getting good again, I remember the last time they made the playoffs. I got sized.
Sure, you get swept up.
Quickly disappointed in the playoffs. Right. But
all right, let's go to our friend Jabby Burns out in San Diego. That one-horse town, San Diego.
Jabby, what's up?
What's up, Jabby?
Small market cakes.
I mean, it is. I mean, compared to D.C., it is a small
market. It's number 27.
I know. Is 9 a bigger market than 27? Last time I checked. It is.
It's actually a small number.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean, Flake.
Yes.
People are, as you guys would like to say, sized down here. Quick come Bickle. Bickle will be back on board. First of all, he won't watch one Padre game. That's 100% chance that he won't watch one game. No chance. It's 10 o'clock out his way. There's no chance he'll watch
it. The only chance he'll watch is if they're in the playoffs, which they will be, and he'll watch it if it's the East Coast game.
When they come back, he'll watch
it next weekend. Right.
Yeah, next weekend when I'm there out there in D.C., it'll be silly. So Soto got in here last night. It was almost like teams come back after they win, like the AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. There was that many people at the airport. Not that many people, but there were a lot of people fired up out here. And I just think that it's huge for San Diego for something like this to happen. This never happens out here. But the thing is, Jason, what I'm saying is the Nats fans should be really fired up. I know not right now they're not going to. The players that they got are historic. Drab T-shirt was on the on Twitter last night, just yesterday, talking about Woods and all these different guys. The guys that they got, Jason, are unbelievable. And Abrams will lead off and be awesome. The kid that I'm actually think is going to be really, really good is the 6'6", 18-year-old who throws about 100 miles an hour.
Susana,
I mean, he's insane. So this is what happens. You build your farm system this way. And so down the line, even if these kids aren't with the Nats, that means that they're helping the Nats get somebody. And I think that's something that they got to realize as well, is you've got to build your system this way. The Orioles, for years, Valdez knows, we were awful during the Duquette years. He just did a terrible job in regards to grabbing guys. And now Elias is starting to get to the point where we're getting guys, and you can do that. So it's awesome. We're going tonight to the game tonight. Just happened to be a game that we were going to on vacation. So I'm going to go out there and see Soto. But I don't know, Jay. I just think it's a great deal. And I thought Rizzo was super candid. I thought he was upfront. And honestly, once that ownership gets itself together out there, you're going to be fine, don't you think?
One would hope. Right,
thanks, Jabs. Appreciate
it. But it's all dependent on the prospects.
It's hard to convince fans. All right, wait 4 or 5 years. You know, and we're going to get good again. It's just hard to do that.
Got
to
be patient.
But that's the process.
Yep. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to weigh in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines to Mike Rizzo's interview that he just gave us at the top of the hour. Stop worrying about those pesky plumbing problems and call the 5-star plumbing experts at Crop Metcalf. From water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines and everything in between, a Crop Metcalf 5-star technician can handle any and all of your plumbing needs. Call Crop Metcalf today at 1-800-GO-CROP to save $50 off your next plumbing service or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. They have a couple giveaways. We'll do one right now to caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to Zach Brown Band, Jiffy Lube Live, August 27th. That's courtesy of Live Nation. You can buy your tickets now at LiveNation.com. Just be the 10th caller. We also have some Alumni Basketball League tickets to give away. We'll do that a little bit later in the program. Right now, a little Commanders training camp coverage brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. I must say, a little surprised as I saw a video posted by our colleague, JP Finley.
Okay, yes, of
Curtis Samuel running routes.
Saw, he's back.
Told they planned on him going.
He's going
today
to the Pro Bowl. Wow.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, he only missed six days.
It's part of the plan. It's encouraging that he's actually running routes. That's encouraging news. It's not a negative.
Now, it's 7-on-7 work. We don't know if he's going to do the full team work, but at least right now, individual drills with the receivers, Curtis Samuel on the field.
It's an encouraging development.
I think so.
It's not bad
news. See
what,
let's see if he can do back-to-back
I mean, if
days.
You believe Ron Rivera, it's all part of the plan. Now, he said similar things last year,
personally,
and it didn't really work out.
Color me a skeptic. I would like to see the detailed plan. Like, I want to see it. Like, I want to see the paper version, the collated version in, like, a folder, like a trapper keeper. I want to see the detailed plan from Ron Rivera and the coaching staff. I would just like to see what it entails. That's all.
But at least
I just want to
know what that's good news that he's out there.
That is good news.
He's out there running around.
Correct.
Who knows if we'll do the 11-on-11. You know we have a freaking football game tomorrow.
Hall of Fame game.
Raiders and Jags, I believe.
You just blew my mind.
We have a football game tomorrow.
You're excited now.
I can't believe that.
You're officially
now,
excited.
Now, Trevor Lawrence is not going to play.
That's okay.
That's all right.
You're going to have
real live football tomorrow night.
That means fantasy updates.
Faldies, you need to thank Tiger Woods again for not winning the Masters, because you couldn't have been excited if Tiger had won the Masters. He was going to give up sports, remember?
Oh, you were going to give up all sports?
Giving up all sports.
Yeah.
No, because I've reached my pinnacle.
Right.
I mean, there's really no place to go.
There's nothing else to do. Nothing else to
except
accomplish.
Now.
Right. All right, let's go back to the phones quickly on the MGM National Harbor lines.
Let's go to he blew my mind.
Yeah. NFL, baby.
In a great way.
Mainly because just the year's over. It's basically 2023.
Now correct. He's taking the summers
like
over.
The year's over. I finally convinced him. I have to start Christmas shopping.
Pretty much.
I finally convinced you. It only took 10 years.
Where's our Secret Santa list?
Yeah, we better pull Secret Santa
in. It's all coming. Let's go to Brendan listening in Richmond, which we do appreciate.
By the way, this is Valdez's birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
he doesn't
Valdez.
Like talking about it, apparently.
Your birthday is
the day before my daughter's.
Oh.
Valdez is...
Money Leo.
Valdez is 34. 4 years old, I'm guessing.
35.
Not anymore.
35.
Oh, 35.
35.
That's a big one.
Very good.
Trust me, I feel old every day.
Yeah. Brendan.
Hey, guys.
What's up,
just
man?
A side note. Yesterday, I told this to Cakes. Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Flame just has no idea what's going on.
I know, but you're talking about old. So
I couldn't have waited until after the call.
Well, it's just based on what we were just saying.
Fine.
So a guy comes out and says, JP, and he gives me a fist bump. He's a listener. And then as I'm walking away, he goes, man, you look tired.
Quite a compliment. Thanks.
Thanks.
I'm glad he didn't see me.
Now let's go to Brendan in Richmond.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I just want to make a comment about this whole situation with Soto.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a diehard National fan. I'm actually a diehard Cardinal fan, so I was disappointed because I was hoping we were going to get him. But the point I'm trying to make is only in baseball does this stupid stuff happen. Imagine trading the third best quarterback in the NFL that was 23, like Josh Allen, for prospects.
Right.
Or the third best NBA player, like a Giannis, for prospects 3 years before you lose them.
Brendan,
and the other thing that makes this so stupid.
Salary caps, you wouldn't do that in the NFL.
It's also the impact of a player. Like, a quarterback has such a huge impact in the NFL versus one player who could be the best in the game, like a Juan Soto or Mike Trout, still languishing losers.
Go find me World Series titles without superstars.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find very many
maybe
teams
the Royals
that won World
ago.
Series
but,
titles. When the Nationals won the World Series, their superstars were Schwarzer, Strasburg, Rendon, and those guys played like superstars.
I mean, Scherzer
is money.
Yeah, he's co-op.
All right, Brendan, thanks.
Schwarber and Scherzer, which I like. I kind of am into that.
But, I mean, look, there's something to be said for how different the leagues are. Like JP said, quarterbacks are so overvalued. You can also franchise players
the NFL,
and keep them with your team.
The NFL, here's how it's different. It's better than Major League Baseball. pretty big difference.
I love baseball,
you can go from the worst team in the NFL to in the Super Bowl within a year.
Right.
That doesn't happen in baseball.
Unless you're the Commanders.
It's more of a slow build.
Commanders can't do that.
And it's also, with the drafts, your first round, second round picks in the NFL are
immediate impacts.
Higher impacts quicker than they are in baseball.
Right.
In baseball, it takes 4 or 5 years, sometimes longer.
Better go play for a minor league NFL team.
It's just the difference in the sports.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really equate it.
Again, NFL, greater than sign, Major League Baseball.
And just to answer him, it may be a one-off, but the Kansas City Royals won the World Series in 2015.
Right.
Name their superstar player.
I'll be
come on, baseball cakes.
I'll be honest.
Who was their star?
You know, the last Kansas City Royal that I can honestly remember? Jermaine Dye.
Wasn't there? It was their bullpen. No, wasn't the star their bullpen?
Yeah, they did have a great bullpen.
Bullpens are great. They're fun to root for.
Hosmer, who turned down the Nats, didn't want to come here.
Can you imagine rooting for a bullpen? What are we talking about here?
I remember they beat the Orioles that year. And then,
ooh, here comes Trevor Hoffman. Let's play Hell's Bells.
Yeah, no, they had the three guys. Yeah, it was no, their thing was if they got to the seventh inning
with the lead, you were going to lose.
Yeah, they had a seventh inning guy, an eighth inning guy, a ninth inning guy, and they shut it down.
Ooh, exciting.
But they didn't really have a superstar.
They had like Moustakas, who was much better than now. He's just kind of a journeyman.
No, they had good players. Like, I'm looking at their depth chart. I mean, Lorenzo Cain.
I remember Alex Gordon. I remember George Brett. Okay. Right. Pintar going crazy, coming out of the dugout.
Ben Zobrist.
Yeah, those guys were good. Perez, their catcher.
But not superstars.
Probably not superstars, although Perez, like, he was an all-star for many years. But, yeah, you're right.
Jeremy Guthrie.
They had, you know what? They had depth. They had a great team. Maybe not great players, a great
the
team.
The KC Royals.
Well, he said that you can't. He said you can't win it without superstars.
I get it. I understand.
But he's generally right. You need to win it with superstars. But a superstar like Juan Soto, let's say they didn't deal him.
Mm-hmm.
Were they going to win more games next year? Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a few.
Maybe make some moves. But they have the worst record in Major League Baseball right now.
Right.
And they had Juan Soto all year.
And by the way, I can't believe they actually beat DeGrom and the Mets with that lineup last night.
Did you place a losing wager?
I did a moneyline parlay.
DeGrom pitched to six batters. Struck out four of them, I think.
Well, he pitched five innings.
Oh, he did?
He threw like, you know.
Oh, maybe I read it wrong.
Baseball JP.
I read it wrong.
Tom Clancy, the box score.
Was he in there?
Maybe it was six strikeouts. All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, I'm JP. Bing. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.